Chapter 7. The Long Road to Indian Independence. The Second World War started in 1939. Britain and its friends fought Germany, Italy, and Japan. India helped Britain in the First World War, and it helped Britain again in the Second World War. Again, India asked the British for independence to say thank you for their help. In 1940, Winston Churchill was the leader of Britain. He did not give India independence. This made Gandhi angry, and in Bombay in August 1942, he talked to the people of India. He told them to use peaceful protest to get total independence from the British. India helped Britain in the Second World War. "I work for an equal India," he said. "India is a country for everyone. We are all the same. In India, all people can live together and be happy." The British government was not happy about the protests. The police arrested Gandhi, Kasturba, and many other Indians and sent them to prison. Kasturba got ill and died in prison in 1944. India is a big country. There are many languages and many religions, and sometimes there are problems. The British made more problems between Hindus and Muslims, and these problems did not stop. Many people wanted a new country for Muslims, and the British government wanted this too. In many places across India, Hindus and Muslims fought. This made Gandhi very sad. He stopped eating for many days. He wanted people to stop fighting. But the problem was too big for one man. On the 15th of August 1947, Britain gave India its independence. Many Indian people were very happy, and there were parties across the country. But now, India was two countries. India was for Hindus and some other religions, but there was a new country for Muslims, Pakistan. Hindus and Muslims travelled quickly to be in the right country. Millions of people moved between India and Pakistan. They left their homes, their friends, and sometimes their families. People were frightened, and the days were very difficult. More than a million people died. Mahatma Gandhi was in the big city of Calcutta. There was a lot of fighting between Hindus and Muslims there. Gandhi stopped eating again because he wanted the fighting to stop. Jawaharlal Nehru was the first leader of India. Gandhi did not want a job in the new Indian government. He wanted a peaceful life. West Pakistan, India, East Pakistan. But Gandhi did not get a peaceful life. On the 30th of January 1948, a Hindu man called Nathuram Godse shot and killed Gandhi. Godse was angry about Pakistan, and he was angry with Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi died only 5.5 months after Indian independence. The Indian people were very sad. Now they did not have their Mahatma, their great man, and they did not have their leader. Friends, family, leaders from across the world, and millions of Indians came to Delhi and said goodbye to Gandhi. Before 1947, Britain had total power over India. but Gandhi and many other Indian people fought hard for its independence, and today India is an independent country. Gandhi was a great man, and he lived a great life. He believed in the truth and in equal rights for everyone. He wanted all castes and religions to be equal. He was a peaceful leader, and he fought for his people and for his beliefs. Every year on the 30th of January, Indians and people across the world stop and remember Mahatma Gandhi. Millions of people said goodbye to Gandhi. Penguin Readers. The Extraordinary Life of Mahatma Gandhi. Chitra Sundar. Level 2. Adapted by Hannah Fish. Illustrated by Dahlia Adion. Series Editor, Sorrel Pitts. Read by Sid Sagar. Copyright, Penguin Books Limited, 2022.